News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Reducing Garda National Immigration Bureau numbers will reinforce government failure to ensure deportation orders are enforced. That's according to Dunica O'Leary, Sinn Féin TD and Sparty spokesperson on social protection, who joins us now. Good morning to you, Dunica. Obviously, this story has been out across the news, the reduced numbers of those in the Gardaí in the Immigration Bureau and obviously increased number of asylum seekers arriving. What would Sinn Féin do differently?
Well, first of all, we launched our migration and international protection document during the week, and it contained a number of proposals. One of them was to try and increase the focus or the efforts to try and ensure that once a letter is issued, that it's followed up upon, because too often in the instance where somebody is not successful in seeking asylum, what happens then is effectively, in many instances, they just get the letter, and if they fail to respond to that, there's very little by follow-up of that. In relation to questions that have been asked of this, the minister has talked about the expense, the complexity and all that kind of stuff. And while we recognise there are challenges, we do believe there's more that can be done. I think there is an awful lot more that can be done in terms of cross-checking. But it just comes out what can be done, just here. Cross-checking with accommodation providers, former employers, revenue, social protection, to ensure that the location that the person is identified and effect can be given, and that they can leave the country, as obviously they have been unsuccessful.
Okay, so tell me how we would do this, because the government has said that it's very expensive and very complex. So are you talking about, because I'm trying to work out how it would work, that now when people sign into accommodation here in Ireland, that they would have to give in ID or passports as they do in other European countries? Or are you talking about detaining people in some kind of holding centres? How would you actually do it, Dunica? Because it's all very well to sort of sling mud at what's happening. And a lot of people would agree with you that what's happening is a bit loose. But how do we fix it? What would you change it in nuts and bolts?
Yeah, and it's not about slinging muds, because there are concrete solutions that we've proposed. And I do think it's important in any of these discussions to say that we recognise the individual humanity and dignity of everyone, and whether they're successful or not. And obviously, if they're successful, then they can stay here. If they're not, they still need to be treated with decency as the rules are enforced. But they do need to be enforced. What's happening at the minute, as I say, is the letter goes out, and if they don't just respond to that voluntarily, that's what the government is relying upon. When the government says it's too expensive and complex, what they are talking about is the most hard line of enforcement, and the kind of thing that involves immediate detention and
which is expensive,
and putting them on the
plane. Or even chasing down people if there's thousands of people coming. It'd be like chasing down another thousand criminals, like in terms of Gardaí.
This is the intermediate point. This is the intermediate point that I think does need to be pursued, and that is identifying the people who have ignored the letter. And that's very large. Like, I mean, in 2023, we were talking about 10% of those who had been issued with these letters that had actually, you know, been affected at a particular point in time. It has improved a bit this year, but we're still at about a third of the level when we looked at this in May. I can give you
figures. Okay, so people don't answer the letter. What would Sinn Féin do?
So what needs to happen then is we need to identify where they are so that they can be informed, look, you have one more opportunity to depart, or at that stage, you're clearly in breach of the law.
Okay. How do you identify where they are? They haven't answered the letter. What do you do?
So I think an awful lot more needs to be done in terms of cross-checking with former accommodation providers, employment, Department of Social Protection. It is effectively policing work. And clearly, with the numbers that we're looking at,
so
a reduction in the GNIB numbers.
The guards off criminal investigations to put them onto this, what would you do?
Well, I suppose it's about ensuring that the GNIB is properly resourced. And clearly, the numbers in that have actually fallen, which is quite disappointing in the context of the challenge that we face. So clearly, you know, what we believe in is a system that's fair, that is humane, but that is enforced. And to enforce it,
I accept all of that, and I think it needs to be well resourced. A lot of people would agree with you. I accept all of that. But what I'm saying is are you talking about moving guards off criminal investigations to do this? Because this is legwork. There's donkey work here chasing down all these people. They haven't answered the letter, and now you want to track them. And that's very difficult. I don't know if you're going to be demanding passports at accommodation centres or what you're going to actually be doing. These people probably aren't in employment because they wouldn't be eligible for employment, and they wouldn't have a PPS number. So unless they're in the black market, and I don't know how you chase that down either. So are you talking about either recruiting more guards, which is extremely difficult, or are you talking about taking guards off criminal investigations to do this?
There's a couple of things there. Some of them would be working because anyone who's here longer than 6 months is entitled to work, whether they've been successful or not, unless they have already been unsuccessful after 6 months. So some of them would be working. So that would certainly be an avenue in terms of gathering information. This is fundamentally, it's about policing work. We do want to increase the number of Gardaí that are there. We recognise that the government have seriously failed in this regard. That has led to failings of communities. I think an awful lot of communities that feel unsafe at the minute. But it's also clearly having an impact here. Fundamentally, we want to make, you know, we want the pie to be bigger. But I do think, yes, I think, you know, I don't think.
So you Sinn Féin have a way of recruiting more guards. Is that the bottom line that you're actually telling
proposals.
Us?
We have outlined proposals just in relation to that, including creating a greater turnover through Templemore to ensure that there are sort of, instead of everyone following the same pattern in terms of placement and being in Templemore, that you could actually have a crossover there to ensure that your capacity, your throughput in Templemore, and my colleague Pat Daly has worked in relation to proposals in relation to that. So we do need, fundamentally, we need more guards. Do we need a few more in this particular area? I think, I don't think it would take a great deal more, but I think a few more would make a big difference and greater effect to applying the rules.
We'll have to leave it there, but thank you for joining us this morning. That is Donica O'Leary, Sinn Féin TD and party spokesperson on social protection.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.